This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
RJ, how are you, man?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for taking the time. So this is a Dallas Cowboys team that's 3-3. How much of their current situation will you put in the bucket of a lot of injuries on defense, some on offense, versus, hey, they didn't do a lot in the offseason? How do you look at this season so far?
You know, it's tough to separate the two. You know, like you have to account for having injuries, right? Micah and Tank, De'Ron Bland, you know, Diggs is coming off of an ACL, which the Cowboys, it's kind of an underrated story that hasn't been talked about. The Cowboys have not had much luck with guys returning from ACL injuries. Then Eric Kendricks is out this week. You know, you add to the fact that they lost a lot of guys on defense. Where they lost the most guys this offseason was on the defensive side of the ball. And defense, you know, you can have all the stars you want, but defense has always been a weak link unit, right? The offensive line. Offenses will find the weakest link and they'll target it. And that's what's kind of happened. I don't know I can't really separate offseason from injuries because, like, the offseason didn't cause the injuries, but the injuries and the subsequent play is a byproduct of losing a lot of depth in the offseason.
RJ Choppy here with us from 105.3 The Fan out in Dallas. This is kind of what I expected. I still think the Cowboys will make the postseason, barely, I guess, as a wild card. What do you look at as the most likeliest outcome? They have the 49ers up next. We know they're dealing with their own injury with McCaffrey. But as the season goes on, the Cowboys just look mediocre.
Yeah, they do look mediocre. You know, I thought going into the year, I mean, like this team, the way the offense is, and we know the NFL, just if your offense is good, then you're good, right? That's the way it is now. But, you know, I figure the Cowboys' offense is going to be good because they've got a good quarterback and they've got just about everybody back. All right, they'll probably win 11, 12 games. That is not going to happen. That just is not going to happen. I don't believe. I would be really, really stunned if it does. I mean, this whole thing has changed. And this entire season, your expectations have changed. What you think of this team has changed. And where they're going to go has changed. If they make the playoffs, it's almost a coin flip, right? It's almost a 50-50 now. You're 3-3. The entire NFC North is 4-2. So you got to, or 4-2 or better, I should say. You're going to have to, what, win the NFC East? I mean, that looks doable because there's nobody great in the division, but it also doesn't look like the Cowboys can beat anybody in the NFC right now.
We heard from Jerry Jones after that loss. And, you know, typical Jerry, you know, hey, we lost, we're bad, this and that. But what's gonna change? He said they're not going to move Mike McCarthy. I don't see any reason for them to do that now. But what's the difference? I feel like I said this is similar to watching a sitcom. It, like, we know what's going to happen because we've seen the same story over and over again.
Oh, nothing's going to change. Organizationally, nothing's going to change. Jerry has this philosophy, and I assume when Jerry, passes the torch to Steven, by his own doing, or when Jerry's time is up, it's going to be the same. Steven's going to be the GM. The family philosophy is just that they make the decisions. It's just the way it is. It is the world's biggest mom and pop, and I've called it that for years. It is a mom and pop, but the biggest mom and pop there is, and that's there's not going to be a change. Like if you ever hear the talking points, and if you notice, and you listen to the radio in town, and you follow the fans on social media in DFW, nobody ever blames the players here. It's always the coach, and it starts with the owner who starts blaming the coach. Because he picked the players, so it's obviously never going to be the players that are the problem. It's the coach. I love Dak Prescott. I think Dak's a great quarterback. But you tell me the other quarterback that goes through five offensive coordinators / head coaches and still keeps his job. You know, not that they left on their own, like they retired. They were fired. From Linehan to Kellen Moore to Jason Garrett to Mike McCarthy and there's one other I'm just drawing a blank on. How many do you want before you got to say, okay, guys, maybe it's not the coaches? But this team does that all the time. They've done that for 25 years. It's never the players. They got to get rid of the coaches.
So, Arjun, let me ask you this. We're here in January. I don't know. It could be January 15th for all I know. Pick a day. And Mike McCarthy is now gone. He has to get the boot because you can't fire the quarterback who you just gave $60 million to. You can't fire the wide receiver. You can't fire the defensive end. You can't do any of that. You're not going to fire the owner. He's not firing himself. What do the Dallas Cowboys do next? They're just going to pick up Joe Blow off the street to run the team? Like, what are they doing?
Well, they're going to go and they're going to – everybody keeps talking Bill Belichick. I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening because I don't see Jerry giving up any control. And really, do you really want a guy who, the guy who's in New England now, wouldn't when he was asked, you know, why is the roster so bad? And he said, why don't you tell me, which is his way of saying, you know why. Like, do you really want that? And Jerry will not, and he has talked about this before, and he said it on our show. He's not interested in training on the job. So what does that mean? Well, it means he's not going to get a college coach. And it also means he's not going to get what the chic in the NFL is, which is a hot shot offensive guy. He wouldn't go after Ben Johnson. He wouldn't go after Bobby Slowick because he's not going to train you on the job. So he's going to go and get himself a retread head coach like a Mike Vrabel. Nothing wrong with Mike Vrabel. Nothing wrong at all. He's a good coach. But you're going to get something like that. You're not going to get the new wave of young head coaches.
Oh, RJ, this is... Do you? I know you don't replay the shows, but everybody's been saying this for years. Like, what has the fan base finally just said? Like, what can we expect the rest of the year? There has to be an uprising at some point, no?
I mean, you would think so, but there hasn't. I've been doing radio here since 2002. I've lived here since 1997 when I moved here, and I was at the end of high school. It's the same. I mean, you're never going to see any change here. The fans, Dallas is a glitz and glamour town. It's not blue collar. They're not going to try to run you out. They'll be there. They're going to show up on September of next year, whether Mike McCarthy is the head coach or Bill Belichick is the head coach or Mike Vrabel or Marvin Lewis or whoever, right? Doesn't matter who the head coach is. You know, they'll be here. They'll be here week one, and that's just Jerry's got him. He's at the stadium, and it's the other thing. And I don't think Jerry is. I don't think he truly believes this, but you know they're going to get 100,000 people every game, whether Cowboy fans buy him or Lion fans buy him or Packer fans or whatever. They're going to have 100,000 people there, and I do believe the fans truly think. That's all Jerry cares about. And I don't believe it to be the case, but, you know, it's money does cure a lot of ills, and he has talked about that.
Well, when you have an organization, he's a great salesman. Organization is worth north a 10 bill at this point in time. We haven't seen a championship since calendar year 96. What does this team have to do to get closer to a title? Do you think they are? Are we far out now that Dak is getting this money? Like, they're just running on a treadmill.
Oh, yeah, they're on a treadmill for sure. That's really all it is. It's people talk about, you know, you can't get rid of the quarterback because then you're in quarterback purgatory. Well, what are you in now? What are these teams in? You know, if you don't have an elite quarterback, what are you in? You're hoping for two things. You're hoping for, you know, that quarterback to have a career year at the same time that your defense has its career year, right? Which, you know, we're so bitter in DFW because we just completely trash on Eli Manning, but Eli's got two rings. But, you know, like the defense was great, and Eli had a great run in each of those 2 years. So you're hoping for that, or you're hoping for a situation where, like what happened with, you know, Tony Romo even, where he got hurt and Dak Prescott comes in and then you're able to move on and you get a cheap quarterback for 4 years. Like, that's the situation you're in. Like, the Cowboys are on a hamster wheel of really good, but bordering on mediocrity, and it's frustrating.
I'm sure. It's also frustrating to hear the owners say that they're in the same pack as the Kansas City Chiefs. I didn't get that one. Did I miss something?
Well, they're
something?
In the NFL. You know, they're in the NFL together.
Okay.
That's got to be it. It's got to be it. They're in the same pack.
Yeah, I was a little confused by that, but I'm glad I'm not alone there. Hey, RJ, thank you so much for the time. Where can people listen and keep up with you on the airwaves?
At RJ Choppy on Twitter, and of course on the Odyssey app, you can check out our show 105.3 The Fan, Dallas Fort Worth, 6 to 10. Myself with Sean Sharif.
Hey, RJ, always appreciate you joining in the time, man. Enjoy the rest of the soap opera.
Always do.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.